Known for his booming voice, striking blue eyes, and imposing stature, Billy Graham's influence extended far beyond the United States. The son of a dairy farmer, the Christian preacher was brought up in a fundamentalist family, becoming an ordained minister at 21. He went on to adopt a more liberal style of evangelism, coming to prominence at the same time as television, which helped his message spread to almost every corner of the globe. Reverend Graham visited almost every country in the world, including this visit to North Korea in 1992, where he met then-leader Kim Il-sung.
I say to you as Christians today, love one another. Love one another in Korea.
He also ventured to several Cold War states and visited Australia in 1959. The Southern Baptist had a strong following in Africa, refusing to visit South Africa unless the apartheid government allowed racially integrated meetings. He made this speech in Durban in 1973.
He came from that part of the world that touches Africa and Asia and Europe, and he probably had a brown skin. Christianity is not a white man's religion, and don't let anybody ever tell you that it's white or black. Christ belongs to all people. He belongs to the whole world.
Back in the US, Reverend Graham became a pope-like figure, providing national solace in the aftermath of events such as the September 11 terror attacks and Hurricane Katrina in 2006. As well, he provided spiritual counsel and became a confidant to many US presidents, Republicans and Democrats alike. President Barack Obama paid tribute to him in 2012.
And before I left, Reverend Graham started praying for me as he had prayed for so many presidents before me. And when he finished praying, I felt the urge to pray for him. I didn't really know what to say. What do you pray for when it comes to the man who's prayed for so many?
President Donald Trump says Billy Graham was very special and will be missed by Christians and all religions. Despite trying to stay out of politics, the Reverend faced accusations of getting too close to some leaders and criticism for not pushing the cause of civil rights harder. He later said he regretted not doing more. Still, he managed to avoid many of the scandals that brought down his counterparts, his success inspiring others to follow his lead. Televangelist Joel Osteen has told CNN, Reverend Graham was a pioneer in many ways.
Now, he took great steps of faith. He paved the way for young ministers like myself, you know, doing television ministry, which wasn't heard of back then, and, you know, going across the globe. And, you know, he reached out to people that weren't just like him. You know, he took some criticism for it, but I think it opened the door for us to say, you know what, we don't have to just try to reach out to, you know, people that come from our faith or that are like us, but, you know, open the door to something bigger.
Archbishop of York John Sentamu has told the BBC Billy Graham was unique.
I don't actually think we've had somebody who simply says, the Bible says, the Bible says, the Bible says, doesn't intrude his own ideas into the message. So he's been real on message, and I don't think we've seen anybody of that character apart from St. Paul.
In later years, he suffered from health issues, including Parkinson's disease and prostate cancer, and handed over his ministry to his son Franklin in 1995. But Billy Graham never stopped preaching. Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.